All right, we'll just do another 40 minutes and then it'll be two episodes, because I was like, we could do one very, very long episode, or I can just split this into two, because
Easy.
I got a lot of questions.
Good producing.
Yeah.
Can I go get a drink and
Yeah,
do
of course.
it quickly?
Well,
Great.
you've got a week. A week.
Yeah,
Yeah, you
nice
got a
work.
whole week to go to
Woo!
the toilet. That's right. I can't believe you ran away. That's all I thought. It was like, just imagine just going outside on your veranda for a smoko and seeing that running past. 16 year
That's
old.
when I feel like I learn about my adrenaline, like in a serious situation, it just takes over.
Well, yeah. I mean, Jesus, just oh, the blood must have just been like pinging out too with your blood, the
Want to know what
adrenaline.
you held up, and he's Gosford IgA. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that.
All
I got robbed
right,
there
sorry, we're
too.
back. We're back with another episode. It's been a week, clearly. All right, we're back with a Claire story. We started with a car accident last episode. What are you talking about? You got held up.
Yes, like robbed at IGA. I was at the cashier, like at the checkout,
Yeah.
and then they came in, and then as I like they've bought something, and then as I've opened the register, they've like leaned over to try and get the cash, whatever they could, and I slammed their hands in the door and they had to run
What?
away. Yeah, but there was like four of them in different shops along the strip, and then they all ran out into a car, and but they didn't get much from us. Yeah.
Whoa. You got a
Yeah,
finger.
And you got some fingernails?
But that was scary. But what I'm saying is, like, my body just seems to, like, there's not a huge amount of, I don't think, logical thought going on for me in
Right,
those
right, right.
moments.
No
What I want to
logical
know,
thought. Okay.
I don't
Already
think
the
so.
episode. Well, what I want to know is, like, from the previous episode, I've been thinking about it for the last week,
The last
and
week, yep.
I want to know, I'd really like to know what the breakdown of your splits were, Claire, over like your 200 meter splits,
Running home in
running
the
home
I
with
remember
all
having
that
to
adrenaline.
stop.
Yeah.
I remember having to walk a few times.
Just rehydrate. Have one of
Yeah,
those.
I
Yeah, were there
don't
people
know.
with tables along the
I
way with
wasn't the fittest.
were those
Mad
weird
women.
jizz things?
Wasn't the fittest 15-year-old going around. I don't know if you guys. And most certainly never a long distance runner. So, you know,
Long
1.5 Ks might be short for some, not for
yeah,
others.
long distance bleeding, that's what you were doing. All right.
Middle distance, middle distance
Middle
bleeding.
distance. It's a hard distance to run 1500. It's hard to pace. All right. Yeah, you got held up. Wigo, you ever get held up at the Video Easy or at
The
the
petrol station,
petrol
then, did you?
station?
No,
Or
because I would do the Sunday morning shift at the petrol
yeah.
station. So it was like a 6 a.m. kickoff.
I feel like
And
that could be just as
oh,
curly, mate.
well,
Well,
a few people coming home.
I had
Coming
Sterlo
home.
come in one day, but he didn't try and rob me.
Oh, right.
But nothing. Like, the most interesting thing that happened at the servo when I was there was I was too drunk to wake up one morning and we couldn't open. That was about it. Like, really, very dull.
You
Right.
didn't turn up to work, and so the service station didn't open.
Yeah, I passed out in someone's backyard at a party.
Yeah, which,
And
where? Come on, fill me in with more details here. When was this?
so I went to a year 12 party
When you're in year
when we were
11?
in year
I was
11.
going to say,
Yes, I know the story now. Yes, you went to a year 12 party when you're in year 11.
Year
You
11.
wanted to impress.
Made a fool of myself.
Yeah.
Passed out in the backyard. They all took care of me, which was quite nice.
Yeah.
Then the next morning, they woke me up,
This was
realized,
with that Freeman guy. Hey.
yeah, with Free Me.
Oh, free me.
Free Me.
Free me overpass.
The and
Matthew? Michael?
Andrew.
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 We're just naming names on this podcast, aren't we?
Sorry.
He hasn't done anything
Sorry.
wrong, so that's
No,
fine. We
nothing.
looked
Like,
after him. He looked
they
after Wigan.
that whole house looked after me,
Yeah.
and they got
That's
me home
lovely.
the next morning
Where
because I
was the
woke up
house, Ben?
Caroline Bay. So
I
close
grew up
to,
on the Central Coast. What? Where the hell is
oh, it's
Caroline
just
Bay?
like in
Elizabeth
between
Ross Park, Japanese Gardens.
Yeah, Japanese Gardens.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so I woke up that morning in the garden. And obviously they put me in the garden because I looked like I was going to vomit.
Yeah.
Didn't. And then one of the guys, I woke up and went, I'm supposed to be at work. And so he drove me home. I got my, and then mum drove me to work, and I sheepishly walked in at like 7:30, and the boss had already gotten there before me and opened up the shop. And
did you have a job after that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, wow.
Mate.
Yeah, one of dad's mates.
See?
One of dad's mates.
Was it? I wondered where that one came from.
Most of my jobs came through not what you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I think this current job is the only job that I've ever gotten through merit.
It wasn't. That's impressive. But wow, you're probably right. That's probably that's a long career of just
being a good dude.
Wigo's a good bloke. Oh, good, you're hired.
That is Wiggins through and fucking through. Yeah. That.
Claire, did you ever work at Wigo's Bargain Barn?
No.
Oh,
but I spent many a Saturday and Sunday there, and I've got a Wiggo's Bargain Barn magnet on my fridge at the moment, and it makes me really happy.
So yeah, your dad owned a bargain barn. Can you explain what did he sell in this bargain barn?
Lattice and doors.
Yep, timber, treated
wood,
pine,
bit of wood,
cricket bats, you wanted
cricket bats,
some knobs, door handle knobs,
yep.
Sliding doors.
Let me tell you, they were a bargain too. If you wanted one, you wanted a doorknob, bargain.
Yep.
He loves going to areas in wherever and buying things that give him joy.
Yeah.
And that shop, I think that was his hope.
I would say for him, because anytime I was there, and I was there quite a lot, it was a place to hang out.
It was in Gosford. Yeah, we would go there after school.
Yeah. But it was also, for him, it always seemed social. There was always a mate coming to say hello, or he was ducking off to say hello to a mate.
Yeah.
And Wigo's in charge. 17. Yep, you're in charge of the store. Yeah.
Yep.
Who wants
in the store?
Yeah.
Oh, like, right.
Oh, Claire, I'd be using the circular saw.
Yeah, like, people are turning up saying, Mark said I could, have a few bits of 4x2. I've already paid him. Sure, here you go. Have a good day.
No worries.
Thanks, Rob. It's always Rob.
Yeah.
It's always a Rob.
Couple of Scots.
Yeah. A few Davos. Yeah.
Dave, always a Davo. Always Fraser.
Yeah. Fraser. Always a Fraser. Yeah.
Always some loose units turning up.
Mm.
Yeah, always an excuse.
Wild guy.
Yeah, Wigo's Bargain Barn. How long did he have Wigo's Bargain Barn for?
2 years?
No, it would have been more than that, Ben.
Seemed really? Like a long time.
Well,
Was it a tax dodge?
I'll be able to figure this out.
A tax dodge! Covering up his millions that he sold in gold bullion on the side.
He only started teaching again when I was in year 8 because he taught me maths.
Right.
So I actually think, Benny, that it was the later years of primary school because I was spending a lot of time at the barn on the weekends and you weren't there.
Mm.
So I feel
he was in people's gardens.
In the gardens. The Japanese gardens.
Yes.
Sleeping in the garden somewhere. Oh, God.
So I actually reckon... Definitely he had the fruit shop when I was in year 2 and year 3.
Yeah.
So I feel like year 4, 5, 6, and 7, might have been the barn. So that would have been 93, 4, 5, and 6.
Wow.
That's what I reckon.
Well, no wonder that was good times. That was a good time to have Wicko's Bargain Barn.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, that was your high school
year 9
years,
to year 12.
Right?
No wonder we were always there after school. What are we going to do? Go to Wicko's Bargain Barn.
You got the train from Gosford High to Woi Woi.
Yep.
So then the fruit shop existed when you were at year 7.
I'm just going to drop another name and I would walk down Barralong, down far out.
Blackwall Road.
Blackwall Road.
Yeah, yeah, right.
With Olivia Briffer.
Oh, right.
Oh,
the Maltese Falcon.
Yeah. I think I maybe did that twice. But
it would have
definitely walked down that road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, Olivia Briffer, thanks for that, Wigo. That's everyone at home. They're all like, oh, great.
Who the fuck's that, guys?
Bloody yeah. dropping stupid bloody names again that just no one
went
knows.
To school with. I went to primary school with her.
Do you get in trouble for doing that?
No, well, just that people are like, why are you talking about people that only, you know, that not even everyone in this conversation knows?
Yeah.
Like, that's what's happening here.
Well, I'm not bothered by it.
I don't know. That's fine.
Also, this podcast isn't for anyone else other than me at this point.
I'm glad we came back.
These two podcasts, yeah, me too. Maisie asked me tonight, she was like, why are you doing one? And I was like, well, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
She was like, oh, I don't know, why not? But why do you want to? And I was like, well. Oh, listen back to it one day.
Because
and you might want to too.
My kids have never asked me that ever. Like how many I've done various times, they just go, that's, you know, that's I wonder what the concept is for them. Like dad's
normal.
Just doing his podcast. Oh, okay. Whatever.
Have they listened to them?
No, God, no. No. Why would they? Be no interest to them. It might be like
later.
Yeah, in a few years, but absolutely. Oh, God, what a waste of time. Listen to old people talk rubbish.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Although if I said, oh God, Wiggins, don't do it. Let's get them on board. It's Skibbity Toilet. Yeah, we're right on top of things. oh dear. So, I reckon though, if I played them the bit of you talking about, you know, running home covered in blood, they'd probably lend an ear to that. They'd be like, "Well,
oh, Justine would want to listen to that."
Yeah, Justine, she listens to so little. Sometimes I just tell her, and she's like, "And then what?" I'm like, "You just listen to the podcast,"
yeah.
Or I play a little sections. Usually, people talking about poop or something like that. Yeah. She likes a good poop story, but you know, never mind. Speaking of poop stories, your mum was also the first person I knew that would have matches in the bathroom.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I think about that a lot. Well, every time I go into it, like
both of you, like what we need to unpack both of those things.
Okay.
Oh, you go first, Matthew.
So, what's to unpack?
Well, like, have you seen it anywhere else since?
Not really. Do you have matches in your bathroom?
Is it weird? No, but I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if I saw it.
That's because you grew up with it, right?
Yeah.
It's the poop knife idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Poop. You know, Claire doesn't know about poop knife, Wigo. So there's a.
Sorry, I apologize, Claire. You've had to wait this long.
There's an internet story. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. It's fantastic, but it's like a representation of what you grow up with, how you that's normal to you. And it's the story is there was a guy and he was at his friend's house and he clogged a toilet. And he went and saw his mate and he was like, I've clogged your toilet, but I couldn't find the poop knife. And he was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you know, the knife you have if you do a big turd that you can cut it up and all that stuff. And so they were like, what the hell is a poop knife? And that's when he realized he was the only family. So when that guy put that online, then everyone was like, you know, every 18th person was like, we had a poop knife. And so there was all this world that you only grow up in one house and you just go, right, that's what's normal. And
toilet matches.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, toilet matches and bucket in the shower. I mean, that's pretty fucked up, actually, when you think about it, isn't it?
So what's the bucket in the shower to collect the grey water and pour it in the garden?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
You have buckets in your shower?
We don't, but we have had drought years in Canberra where that's definitely been.
You've done that.
We've definitely done that. We probably should do it even when it's not drought, really. That makes more sense. So,
I think Helen still has it.
It's
She's
you
got
know
a
what?
Bucket in the bathroom.
It's yeah. I always found it like.
It's the poop bucket.
I've always felt like it's a good idea, but I'm going to fall over it one day and go through the actual shower. So I don't really need it. But yeah, so that's the. So yeah, matches in the bathroom was like. That's it. And again, good idea. Every
good
now
idea.
and then,
That's
every now and then, I
yeah.
think matches. You know, if it's needed, sometimes you just light a candle and then just blow it out.
Yep.
Same.
Perfect.
Yeah. Like, so
obviously,
when I go into
anyone listening that heard that would be like, what are you lighting the candle with? I don't have matches. I've got one of those clicker gas
well,
things.
you,
All
it's,
right.
yeah, it's the match, right? That's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like, huh. Yeah. Bit of matchwork.
Well, anytime I go into a public toilet and it's a public toilet, I usually say, like,
take
in my mind, it says, geez, I wish I had some matches. But we'll just go and just go to each of them and just boom, 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 done.
Yeah. Just if you're a cleaner, if anyone listening out there cleans bathroom, public bathrooms, just take a pack of matches with you.
Yeah.
Just, you know, one for each.
You can have that for
stall.
Free.
Yeah. Have
there
that for free. We've solved something along
just
with
like start match. A game, like do that old thing.
Oh,
try and
flick
flick
it in.
Flick it into the bowl.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Right
I
on.
Don't. Would that work though? Don't you need like the blowing the match out is the smoke? I don't know. Maybe you could work that out. Maybe that's up to the cleaner. They'll get back to us. If you're the cleaner out there who's definitely going to take that on board, get back to us. Let us know. All in.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the door. Yeah,
Matchbox.
Claire's gone into competitive mode. She's trying to work out
she's
exactly.
She's got her phone on her forehead.
Oh,
like
yes.
Attached to a headband on her forehead, filming it.
Nice.
She's got.
Or
she's,
we could go both ways, Benny, on the system.
Yeah. I'm not putting my phone on the system.
She's got one
no,
of those
me
targets.
Either, actually.
She's got a target with a hole in it, like so you can flick it through the bullseye into the toilet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
5-pointer, 10-pointer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like
but
that.
Also the board, the holes are also flammable. So you've got to be really good.
Oh, so the board's actually flammable. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're just pyrotechnicing the toilet.
Yeah.
Everyone's just going to be in the toilet when the cleaner's there.
That's right.
It's going to be the place to be.
Be clean.
Be clean. Oh. Yeah.
Well, it'd be
sterile.
Very sterile because no one's going to the toilet, that's for sure.
Everyone's just watching.
There'd be one dude that is just coming and go, what the hell are you guys doing?
I'm still
pissing
in
over
here. Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. We've got more questions about you as siblings. All right. So what is a hidden talent? What is a talent that the other sibling has that me, myself, have known you for so long? Is there a talent that they have? Or, I mean, the question I've asked, the when I've done stuff with friends is like, what is the thing about the other person that's impressive? I guess if we're stuck on a hidden talent. Should have done your homework.
I think, well, again, we've already sort of touched on it. It's definitely not hidden, but it's Claire's ability to get to find the crux of any situation.
Yeah.
Like that, Claire can find the pivot point for any situation in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Like there's this ability to be able to focus in on what's actually important and work from there. All the other stuff just disappears. Like all of the things that are unimportant are able to just, this is our focus. This is what we're all talking about. These are our options moving forward, rather than let's look at these 17 different things. And I'm curious to know all about those 17 things.
So this is why you call her when your brain's a bit muddled.
Yeah.
When you're like, I could do this or I could do that or I could do this.
Yeah.
She's like, what's
as
actually
we mentioned in last week's episode?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've listened. Everyone's listened.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Everyone's up to
date. Thank you, Claire. But yeah, that's the thing, right? Is you come to her with a muddled mind and she'll be like, there it is. The funny thing, as you're talking about that, my sister-in-law, so my brother's Michael's wife, Julia, she has done a lot of sports physiotherapy. She can do that literally. So like if I'm like, oh, my back's sore or something like that, she can just come up and put her, just drill her index finger into that point wherever
my
it is.
Sister-in-law
immediately. My girls, both my girls are like, I need Auntie Julia Like, I hurt my shoulder. I need her.
We need to drive 5 hours so I could see Auntie Julia.
Yeah, because she'll just go there and everyone just goes, oh, my God. You're like, it's there, isn't it? You're like, oh, Jesus. And then it goes away. And then she fixes everything around it just from just that one area. So it's interesting, as you were saying, wow. That. I was like, wow, to have that exact talent.
Mm.
That's a literal pain mechanism. All right, Claire, what about Ben? What about a hidden talent or the impressive side of him?
Hidden talent is he can yodel.
Cool.
I thought you might like to later, Ben. Maybe that could be the intro song. You could yodel for us.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the theme, I can just have Wiggo's yodeling.
Ben yodeling. No. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I thought I was talking to Dreads for a minute there. I didn't know what was going on. That's exactly what he would have said. Yeah.
I think, Benny, there's moments where I'm going to park for this comment, but I think for the most, you are unfazable.
Right.
The only times where I think you're phased is in a parenting moment.
Right.
Or if you're emotionally torn, which is obviously both of those, I think is very expected. But yeah. Generally in anything else I just feel like it's just always one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And it's just like a bit like Clinton, I would say, which is just like it's hard to get a read sometimes because it's normal, you right. know?
Yeah.
And I think I am not at all like that. But I appreciate, and yeah. I think it's like I think it's an important quality.
Can I ask, does it sometimes annoy you that he doesn't react like you, like if it, you know, that I know that situation yes. happens, but certainly in relationships where you're like, why aren't you more angry?
Yes.
You almost become like annoyed for them or angry for them.
But
annoyed at them for not being that way.
For me, it is like, you know, you never get angry at yourself for saving, but it might be hard to save. So when I look.
Speak on this, Claire.
Well, so it might be frustrating in that moment.
Yeah.
But I never reflect on that in a negative way.
Okay.
That levelness, right? Because. So for me, I think I'm drawn to more level-headed people than myself.
Right.
Because I'm very much not. And so, yeah, I think he's just, it's not, I don't see it as a bad thing at all.
Right.
It's just that there's, he's not unrattled, like you can't be rattled, but it's just like you just hold it, you know, you don't blow off, you don't, you just hold it.
I don't know if you're like me, Claire, but like, you know, he's pretty unflappable, but when he's having a flap, it's pretty entertaining.
Well, yeah, because it's often, it's about a really fucking weird thing, right? Yeah, so it'll be... And that's why I say, like, you can park that because it's like they're like the weird outbursts where, I don't know, like the levels aren't right or, no, you know, levels. I don't know.
It's about the speed's not right.
The speeds, the levels.
The sunlight, power, not collecting enough solar power, all of that stuff, yeah. The things we can't control.
Actually, just one other thing. Well, that maybe that's what it is. Kind of come in, and this is a good demonstration of your unflappableness, if that's what we're going to call it.
Yep.
Is you stayed steady through from when you had Jasmine Lee, to through all of it. You know, you've been a constant for her, regardless of any other situations going on around yours and her relationship. And that is what I mean by that, like, it's just like a constant, you know? It's there.
Right. What were you going to say, Wigo?
I think my point was going to be around I will sometimes get flustered by things I can't control
mm.
because I can control my own emotions. I can control, like, I have control of the things that I do. And as soon as there's an element, like, completely, like, there are some things that I have absolutely no qualms about not having control with, but then these random things that I think should be in a certain box and it's actually over there somewhere else. And it's, that just sets me off. But it's completely, like, they're inconsequential, really. But maybe that's,
to me, you don't give a fuck unless someone gets in your way. And if they get in your way, watch the fuck out.
So one of my favorite things Wego's ever said, and it was on another podcast, was us talking about when you're in the kitchen cooking and someone else. Yeah, all of us, the boys, okay, were talking about when we're in a kitchen cooking and someone's in the kitchen in our way, it's really frustrating. And Wigan said, and I quote, "Oh, I'll hip chick a bitch." And I think about that every time I'm in the kitchen and someone's in the kitchen. I know, like, that's a phrase. Maybe if you don't want me to put this in as part of the episode, Wiggins, I'll take it out. But it is definitely the phrase I think of when I'm in the kitchen and someone else is in the kitchen is, oh, here comes the hip. Here comes hips coming out in a sec. It's, as you're walking past, it's a slight drop of the hip.
Did I send, I think I sent it to you, Maddie, that video in the on Instagram the other day where it was just like most of the relationship is just like getting out of each other's way in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, yeah. Like,
oh, sorry, can I get into that cupboard?
Yeah, I just need to get the glass. I'm getting glass. Yeah. Sorry, you're in the way. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that. Well, a lot of it is just like, how come no one's helping me cook dinner, but now I'm turning around with a pot of boiling water and there's 83 people in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We only have 3 people in the house, but everyone's here
yeah.
trying to eat raspberries or something. Like, it's yeah. just madness. Just always, anyway. All right. So we've got some more questions. This is just, I don't know. We might have to come back next week. All right. So this question's much harder. Okay. How do you think you could have been a better sibling to the other? Yeah, that's stopped you, hasn't it?
So this is a double-edged, because the first thing that I thought of was Claire was introduced to us. And what I say, when I say us, I mean Maddie, our friendship group,
yeah,
at quite a young age.
Well, that's we might go down this little rabbit hole in a sec, but yeah, yeah.
And although it was, you know, like, as I've already spoken about, Claire's no drama in a crowd and can hold her own quite easily.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe, you know, was that maybe a little bit too early to be introducing Claire to, you know, maybe some of the stuff that was going on?
Huh. That's a real, like, you've grown up and now you're a parent and now are you thinking of it in that way? Like, if you've got, like, your kids introducing, like, hanging out when they get older.
Yeah.
Like, Rosie's around. And,
yep.
Right. I've got you.
Like, was that a, yeah, like, was I just thinking about that from a point of view of, oh, Claire's fun. Come and hang out with us. And it was like, well,
that's weird because what age did I meet? What age was I introduced? I feel like it was after England.
Yeah. I think you were like 15 or 16. No. It would have been much. No.
14 to 15?
Well, you would have met all the guys.
Yeah, you met us, but it was always, there was always a distance. Yeah. Like, no, I don't remember you being that sister Claire of like, go away, Claire, leave us alone. I don't think you were interested in us in any of that regard until, I think, like you said, when you came back from England.
Like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember you coming up to Newcastle. When Wigo was had moved up there and you were like, let's party. And I was like, okay. You're like 16 and you're like,
yep.
yep. I'm here for a good time and being like, oh, we go sisters, fun. Okay. This is what it's going to be from now on. All right, good-o. But, yeah, definitely not before that.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask that, like, if you have memories of us, because we were always at your house.
I definitely do, but probably not. It all starts after England.
Yeah.
All of it does. So, and there probably, there might be some from before that. I was year 98.
Yeah.
And so I was in year 8 at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, you would have just not really been interested in any of these people. Like, go away. Like, whatever, I've got my own friends, I've got my own things to do.
Yeah.
I feel like Benny, like he was playing sport a lot, or you'd started working, and that's when I think that age gap does, like I think it can work in some senses, but I think through probably those teenage years specifically for him,
yeah,
that creates a, like that's a bigger difference, you know, in terms of where you're at in your life.
Yeah.
But we just didn't, yeah, I don't know, I can't really remember too much, and I don't know when you got the boudoir, but that was pretty separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so we had that.
Anyone
sort of
I know, we've talked about it before, but Wigo's mum turned the garage?
Yeah.
Into a little self-contained little stinky flat for Wigo to live in.
The boudoir.
Not enough matches. Boudoir.
Not enough matches down there. No. Real, some sour.
Maybe too
tang.
Many matches, mate.
There's a bit of tang
too
in there.
Too many matches.
I do remember. I do remember your mum every now and then coming down, opening the door, and just being like, woo. It's been four boys in here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just, very, very poor diets. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of nachos getting eaten.
A lot of nachos.
Yeah, so it's interesting you say that, Wigo, because I mean, it was inappropriate to have, you know, a 16-year-old at our house drinking when we were 20 or 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate, but it wasn't anything
appropriate when it's your brother and it's
yeah,
my house.
That's right. So it's a little I don't know. I'm not sure if that's
I don't think so. I feel like I have probably from a very early age been older than I've had to be for reasons, you know. And the main thing that I guess coming to mind there is when I went to England, everyone thought I was like 6 years older than what I was.
Right.
And it was like a really stark contrast there. And so that's close to that time. So I also like I'd been arrested by that. I'd live some tales, mate.
All right. Well, let's get to that tale because I didn't have it written down, but I'd forgotten about that one too. But that was the second thing Wigo had said to me was ask her about the accident. Ask her about getting arrested. You brought it up, dude. Like, it's not my fault.
No, I know. I feel like that might have been the question that my answer would have been of if you had asked, what is your memory of Ben being the most disappointed in you?
Oh, that's a great question.
That would have been my answer.
Ben was disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Oh, that
well,
must have
he
been
acted
soul destroying.
It. I mean, whether he was inside going, woo, but I don't know.
Sister got arrested.
I don't think so. I think mum
doing it for themselves.
Well, I don't actually know it from your side, but from me, I got arrested. I made some bad choices.
I'd gone back to Australia at this stage.
Oh right.
Oh, had you?
Yeah.
So you went over to England, your mum.
You called
was doing
me. That was the seriousness of it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
So very we go your mum was doing a teacher exchange. She moved to England. Claire, you went with her. Ben went a little bit after and then came back.
Yep.
You guys still were over there. And then you got arrested for what, Claire? Everyone listening would be like,
CDs.
Really?
Yeah. Not ideal.
How many CDs get you arrested?
Maybe I had like four.
Yeah, I thought it was four or five.
And you didn't get like a little slap on the wrist?
I can tell you, one of them was...
this is a great detail.
Green Day Ben.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Nimrod.
That album. One of it was Eagle Eye Cherry.
I hope you had the time of your life. Is that
awful
album? That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Eagle Eye Cherry. Great.
Yeah. And then I think there was like some really weird English pop, like Honey to the Bee kind of situation.
Oh,
you
bit
know,
of All
like,
Saints. A bit
that's
of,
what
yeah,
it was. Yeah.
All Saints, maybe.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And so
I got involved in not probably the best crowd. So we're at school. I was kind of like fine, but we lived about what a K from a village, and I had some friends in the village, and they were fun.
Yeah. I got you.
Right. But not, you know, I think that was a really good lesson for me to learn at 14.
Yeah, at 14.
Because I feel like it gave me a very big fright, and that has probably been a bit of a North Star for someone that may be lacking a North Star at times.
Right. Wow, man, there's a lot of titles.
Bit of a Northeastern Star.
I got arrested, and I just remember I feel like I spoke to Ben before I spoke to Dad, which makes me think that Mum spoke to Ben before she spoke to Dad.
Right.
And Ben had called me and was just very, very disappointed.
Oh, my God.
More so in her musical selection than anything else.
I saw what they were and, you know.
You do realize that OK Computer came out at this time as well, right?
Oh, yeah. You're so high and mighty, Wiggins. I had to listen to, what was that song? Spaceman?
Oh yeah. Who sang Spaceman. That? Oh, man, there were some crackers.
I'm going to put that crackers. Song at the end of this episode, because that was a song that Wiggo played forever and ever.
Ben, give me a line.
Well, Spaceman. That was basically it. You'll hear it when you listen to this episode.
When you go back, maybe next week I'll play it for you. Yeah, it was a weird song, and he played it all the time. He had a weird purple CD that he bought from England that had all kinds of weird bit of moose tea on that.
Moose tea.
Yeah.
Yes.
It had all this weird sort of British alternative
What's
pop.
What's she going to look like
with
a chimney on her?
What's she going to look like with a chimney on her? Yeah. I still don't want to know what that means.
What's she going to look like with a chimney on her?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
That's great. That was England, 98.
Yeah, that was England. Yeah. So there was a lot of that in his. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, so you got arrested. He was very disappointed in you. That's no good. Poor thing. So, but that's what you could have done better as a sibling is not disappoint him. Wow. Imagine if you rang me a week ago and told me you were disappointed. I don't think I'd get over that. What would I have to do?
No.
That's for another time.
What would you have had to have done?
I don't know. That's for another time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It'd be, you know what? It'd be like changing teams that I support. I don't go for them anymore. I change. That'd be pretty disappointing.
That would be pretty disappointing. I now support South African cricket. I'd be like, what? What are you doing?
They seem like a nice bunch of blokes. You're right. There you go. That's what it'd take. Imagine. Oh, how gross. Okay, cool. I've got a few questions here that might tie into together. And again, I don't know. I don't know if this is worthwhile asking, but let's see. When you're growing up, who did you think was the favorite child?
Ben.
Yeah, easy, me. Still.
Still?
Yeah. I don't yell at her.
Oh, right.
And also,
the only thing I've got on you with Dad is I'm the girl.
Right.
I feel
yeah,
like
right.
I could challenge you on that one, but I think,
But also,
You're
I answer his phone calls.
Oh, you answer phone calls and solve problems.
Well, I don't even solve problems. I give really good family discount at retail chains.
Yeah.
That's important. Like, that's a...
What can you offer us, Claire? Charity?
No. Opinions. Good times.
Not the same.
It's a pretty fucking good dance move.
Not the same. I got to buy a dryer. Where is that getting me?
What I would say is I think Ben is hands down by far the easier child.
Right. That's what it comes down to, right? It's not the same. It's not a question of like who's the favorite, is it? It's always who's the easiest.
Yeah. But then I went and had a child at 21. So, you know, I came home with a wet sail.
Did you ring him and say you were disappointed, Claire? That would have been amazing.
No, I think that I was actually thinking that was.
Oh, what a great question. I've never asked you this, Claire. What was your memory of finding out that your brother was going to be a dad at 21? 22. Shocked.
Yeah. I was shocked, but not I was only 15 or 16. So I had none of the concerns that a parent would have. It was just more so I was shocked, you know, like that was unexpected kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I was very quickly I was never worried, you know, like there was never any concern for me. It was just like, I get a baby to play with.
Right. That's cool.
I'm not sure if Mum had the same thought.
No, I know. And that was my only thing. Like, I don't actually
know. Until the baby arrived, until Jazz arrived, then she was like, look at this. I get to play with this baby.
That's right.
It's the best thing ever.
Hook, line, sinker.
Done. It doesn't take, it takes nothing. Just be like, cool. Right.
So I didn't
now talk about favorites. Sorry, Claire. Sorry, Ben. Get out of the way. This one's my favorite.
This one's my favorite. But I was thinking about that, and I feel like to your question before around disappointing each other.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think we try and back each other, you know, and I think we do that in different ways in our own styles. And I went up, my thought today, Benny, was, and this was my only type of homework.
Homework.
Yeah. Was.
We've had a week.
Yeah. Was thinking about like when you broke up with Hales and I would go and get Jazz. And like, I think there's an element around like Jazz as a little girl that probably brought you and I back together. Not that we were apart, but like deepened our connection and our relationship, you know? Because it would have been both. Like, I loved her dearly and wanted to be a part of her life. And I just think I was thinking about this and I didn't know whether it's a single parent thing, whether it's an age thing, but I was like, I think we've just been brought up to back each other.
You know? Well, you were brought up by like a very, I was going to say formidable, but it's not formidable, but your mum was very, a big presence.
Yeah.
Not in no way a scary presence, but a big presence. A lot of the words that have come out of your mouths tonight are straight from Helen's mouth. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that. The way you explain things, the way you think issues through, the way you talk to each other. It's a lot of, I'm guessing, like Helen's work of like, this is how you treat people. This is how you treat yourselves. This is what you expect. This is what your expectation should be. That kind of stuff, it comes through that. So I know exactly what you're talking about because there's a few times tonight where I'm like, that's a Helen thing. It sounds like I'm talking to Helen. That's exactly how she would explain it.
Kimberly Smith, when I talk to her, she'll be like, oh, hi, Helen.
Yeah. It's so true. It's like,
oh, what do you think about this? And I said, oh, she's like, oh, okay, Helen. I can't separate myself from her, mate.
No, that's right. Sorry, that's it's in your bones, isn't
it? It's in here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's matches in the toilet. It's everything.
That's how behavior. Part of there it. There it is.
It's only part of it. All right. I wanted just to ask again about, I know what the obvious answer is, but like, is there anything you would want to change about your experiences growing up? That was the first question on this list that I read. I was like, that's a good question. Is there anything that you would change? The easy answer is to say, no. I never change a thing because that made me who I am. What a boring answer. Everyone should stop giving that answer. That doesn't lead to any discussion. Come up with something. Well,
okay, righto. Sure.
Yeah. I'm just throwing the gauntlet down. Not for you, but for every single person that's like, no, I wouldn't change a thing because then that's what made me what I am. There are things you regret. I'm sure you didn't want to get in a car accident. You know?
Well, I'm sure you didn't want. Like sibling relationship.
Yeah.
So what I think is going to be hard, and I'm going to say this on behalf of myself.
Okay.
I was going to say both of us, but because we've lived a similar upbringing. I won't say the same.
Right.
Similar.
Yeah.
I've got something that I fucking hate about you. I've just realized it. Yeah, I've got it. I was fucking allergic to wheat, and this motherfucker got to eat white bread, like
That's
whatever.
amazing.
Whatever he wanted to eat, he
I
would
love
eat.
it.
And this is the next other thing that I didn't like, is you got hand-me-down surf brands from other people, I've just remembered.
Yeah.
And I had to wait till I was 13 to get a Cooter Lines jumper. But
Oh.
Ben, I feel like, had like surf brand things. Favorite child.
Favorite
Brand
child.
names. Favorite child. First child. Brand
Brand
names.
names. Wow. Wow. I'm
Yeah.
glad
I
we
got
got to that
distracted
point.
by
I know,
those
that's
two
good.
moments of hate.
I
And I
love that you
forgot what I
called
was
your brother. I
saying.
love that you called your brother a motherfucker for eating
Oh.
white bread. That's a highlight.
That
Those
actually was
gluten and
hard. That
no-nos, they
wasn't your
really.
fault. Yeah, it wasn't
No,
your
that's
fault,
right.
but it
That's
was
right.
like fucked up,
Yeah, that's not
You got
fair.
to
Look
eat
at him.
whatever. And here I was eating brown rice pasta
And goat's
in the
milk.
90s.
That's
Like,
why that your house was full of weird food.
yeah,
That's
probably.
oh right. That's why there was no refined sugar. I was
No.
always confused. Helen,
Yeah.
listen to cool music, but can't find a decent snack around here.
No, you fucking can't. That's how I learned to cook.
Yeah, you're right. Good
You want something
meals,
to eat?
but
You gotta fucking cook it yourself. God damn
what
it.
was the actual question before I went off that way?
You said something about you're only going to speak for myself, and then you just swore at your brother.
Yeah, but sorry, you had a question which was,
Like about changing
what
about
would you
growing up.
change, right?
Apart
Okay.
from his wheat, apart from wheat allergies.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of potentially our connection, also for me to you, and I haven't unpacked this myself, but I would imagine it is because we were going through what we were, our parents
Yeah.
separated, we were
Right,
moving
right,
from
right.
house to house. And
Yeah.
so I can only imagine that through that, there is a level of camaraderie that is built. And so it is hard for me to split out what you would change or what you would, but I'd love to see this guy to tell someone to fuck off or, tell him what he really thinks sometimes. Yeah, that's
Great.
what I reckon.
Yeah. I've seen it once or twice. It's pretty good.
It doesn't happen often,
No.
and it's in a bout of fury if it happens or
Well,
in drunkness.
that's his hidden talent. He's just like, boo, if we go shouts at you, and maybe you don't even know him,
Strife.
but everyone
Yeah.
around goes, whoa, look out.
I feel
Don't disturb the waters.
like sometimes I have the capacity to maybe channel Claire a bit and get to the heart of a matter very, very quickly. But I choose not to because I think it's backfired a couple of times where I've said stuff that I probably shouldn't have said.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
But
this
anyway,
might be
that's it.
unexpected for people,
Well, that maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's still a truism, but it's not because it's not something I do very often.
That's right.
It has a level of effectiveness that's probably a little bit past
What it needs to be.
what it needs to be at
Right.
that moment.
Your mouth's moving faster than your brain then.
Sometimes,
Usually your
but
brain's
very
like,
rarely. I think that's something I've gotten better with over time. I think between the ages of 15 and 24.
I was just thinking that. That's I remember around between the ages of 15 and 24, I was like, Wiggo's filter. Wiggins, why did you say that? That was the wrong thing to say. Usually to a girlfriend, don't say that. Why did you say that?
Why did you say anything? Really? Like there
No,
was
that was
no.
I that's true. I'd forgotten about that. Yes, the Wiggins filter. Like filter failed.
Yeah. It was
Came
basically just
out.
a hole.
Forgot that.
Came out your mouth
Yeah.
before you had time.
Yeah.
No.
Things would just, I'd try and catch them and they'd just
Yeah.
be like
Right.
there. And I'd be just holding it, looking at someone going, well, that's for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So what would I change? Well, I think there was a period, like there was a period of time that we were just that we just were lost to each other. You know, it was
Right. It's
very,
very common for siblings, right?
yeah, like it was it, like that moment that you spoke about, Claire, like when I went off to work and then I went to live in Newcastle. And then there was this block of time where we may not have seen each other for weeks
Yeah, it
and
was
weeks and weeks
sporadic. Yeah.
at a time. And it wasn't like there was no connection there.
No. And you're not calling to check in. There's no texting. There's none of that happening.
No. And
well, it's kind of like the transition from a teenage relationship into an adult relationship, right? Neither of us had figured that
well,
bit out.
Well, I definitely wasn't an adult. Like I got jammed into adulthood.
That's a good phrase. You're listening,
well, maybe
Jasmine?
I jammed myself into
it. You listen to that, Jasmine? I got jammed into being an adult by my child arriving.
No, that's not the tone that I used, Matthew.
Well, then play back the tape. Yeah, right. Right, yeah. So,
well, I ran headlong into adulthood. Well, maybe, yeah.
And that's, as we've said, that was the moment, right? Of like, God, all right. Well, that's a very distinct point between being young and being an adult, being responsible. Now,
and I think we've spoken about it before, Matthew. That was the moment I felt that you were most disappointed. Well, one of the moments you were most disappointed in me.
One of the moments. What were the other ones?
Well, no, I feel like there's more than one. There's definitely more than one. Like
when you stole Yahoo Serious from.
No, 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 not disappointed at all.
What are you talking about?
That's one of
what
the proudest
are you talking
moments.
About, Claire? What are you talking about? Ben, you stole a photo of Yahoo Serious from a school. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Is that what you imagine I would have done? Instead of like, that's awesome. Yeah. When did this happen? That's awesome.
So look, I would have liked to have probably spent more time in England.
Right.
Spent more time in England. Yeah. But within that relationship with you and Mum, because I spent a lot of time out exploring the world or exploring cricket fields and should have probably stayed longer.
Yes.
So I regret not staying longer and spending more time with the two of you in that environment.
I reckon, Wiggins, I was disappointed that you came back.
Yeah.
As early as you did. I'm very happy that you came back. Very excited that you came back. But I do remember thinking, why would you come back?
Yeah.
You live somewhere else.
I didn't fucking know. Anyway, that's another story.
Of course. But I just remember thinking that if you're a ghost over there, then you can just stay over there and be
over there.
Because then you came back with all these stories and it just made it sound like, well, why did you come back? You were like traveling with swim teams and carrying flags in competitions and going.
This is what I was just going to say to you, Benny. Like, maybe now as an adult you look back, but ultimately you were 19. I was 14.
Yeah.
Mum was whatever she was.
Yeah. And
you don't want to hang out in Green Hamerton in a fucking converted stables with your mum and your sister when you could be out with your fucking open ocean swimmer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But also
on the English Channel.
Also, you could just go home and hang out with your mates at the pub in Newcastle.
That's
right. That's what a 19-year-old, that would be their choice. We're like, I'm getting all this information that what's happening in Newcastle right now is pretty happy.
Unreal.
Yeah.
It is a good time.
That is hot to trot. It was a lot of things happening all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time. And what are you doing? Playing cricket and hanging out with your 14-year-old sister who's like putting the dabs on some CDs and shoving them up a jumper. All right. I have a sense we're getting pretty loose right about now. It's getting late. So we might call it. Well, I mean, we've been going at it for 2 weeks.
Oh, no, this is crazy.
God. Two weeks.
It's been an absolute pleasure. 2 weeks. It's been a delight. I look forward to piecing this all together. Maybe doing some editing when needed.
At some points, I've kind of like come back to and gone,
yeah.
Oh, well, we're recording. I wonder what we've been saying for the last 20 minutes.
I think that's a great
lost
place
in the
to
moment.
End. And that'll do us. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.